Back to pass, stepped up in the pocket, and he trips and falls down. Von Miller gonna get credit for the sack. Welcome back, Von Miller.
Chris Brown on the call, one of the highlights of the game, brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next. Yeah, I mean, like, of all the players, Von getting a sack. Last year, didn't he play however many weeks until he even got a tackle? Or was anywhere
was
near
late
a
in the
play?
Year. And it was late in the year.
Week one, bull rush, sack. A very good sign.
I think he looked good on a lot of different third downs.
They brought him in. There. His snap count's going to be way down from what it normally was. Like, he's managed as well. Third down, pass rushing situations. It's one spot. I now think the Bills are going to be really, really solid. They get teams in obvious passing situations. Rousseau and Vaughn, I mean, both had great games. And it's also worth pointing out, when you rush a quarterback like a Kyler Murray, it's not always, you know, all out, go get that guy. You've got rush lanes and contain. So some quarterbacks, like when they play Rodgers, they'll go ham to get Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Whereas a guy like Lamar, they'll have rush lanes and contain and responsibilities, blah, blah, blah. And I think for Kyler Murray, they do as well. I mean, Murray got loose a couple times, which is to be expected.
I don't know where he normally ranks in amongst guys taking sacks.
Sack avoidance?
Kyler Murray. Because in theory, it would feel like he's a guy that is tough to sack. So the fact that they would have got 4 or 5 in the game is, to me, pretty impressive. I mean, Rousseau having that game, I know one of them was chasing out of bounds. I mean, that's hopefully one of their breakout players on defense. Yeah. Like, pass rush was one of my biggest questions about them going into the season. And Von having a sack, Von, one of his pressures actually pushed Murray into Rousseau on one of Rousseau's sacks. So those two, when they were out there together, looked like a legitimate, they looked like what they were supposed to look like 2 years ago. At least at times. Von didn't play all the time.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Join us on a Buffalo Bills football Monday. A couple tweets. Dame writes in, Josh Allen needs to be Superman for the Bills to be in the playoffs. The offense will be fine because Brady's a good OC. The defense, not as strong at safety. Hamlin needs to be benched. Put Edwards back there. Rap is average. Also, Phil, I don't love how conservative McDermott gets at the end of games. After watching other coaching decisions in the 4 p.m. games, I should be more thankful. That is a constant thing I like to point out. Like, McDermott, you might not love every decision he makes in these games, but, man, there are some coaches out there. Antonio Pierce yesterday, they're down 6 with how many minutes left? 6 minutes left?
Yeah.
And he punts 4th-and-1 at the plus 43 or something.
All right, so your stat of the day on that punt by Antonio Pierce yesterday. Antonio Pierce, that was
like the 99.9th percentile of punt wimpiness.
Here's Twitter not showing my likes 2 seconds after I just saw him. Here we go. Okay, so the last time you had a punt that was that cowardly in the National Football League was actually a Bills punt. So,
wow.
The last punt.
Is it a Maroon punt?
That a team was down 1 in plus territory in the fourth quarter and punted on 4th-and-1 was Rex Ryan in 2016.
Against who? Like Indy, maybe? Or
against Miami, I think.
Okay.
Maybe, is that even an overtime? No, that wouldn't be an overtime because it says down 1. It doesn't give the exact game, but that's the last time someone's had a punt that cowardly was a Bills coach that wasn't Sean McDermott. Pretty tough.
Yeah.
For Antonio Pierce.
For Arizona yesterday, Marvin Harrison Jr., they didn't really throw to him. Didn't do much. I did see the play. So he had one where he got behind Rasul Douglas and didn't get the ball thrown to him. And I saw you've tweeted out the highlight of Keon Coleman getting to the second level. Like, you know, if Allen throws this ball, it's a touchdown. He's separating on his man. There's definitely like a coverage bust on some level here. Or maybe
Coleman almost looks like he tries to use one of the Cardinals corner's teammates as a pick.
Yeah.
A little bit. A
little bit. There's almost that. But he flies through and he's got separation. One thing, all right, so you tweeted out this highlight of Coleman getting behind and he'd be open for a deep touchdown. And MVS did this. He got open for a deep touchdown and Allen missed him. And the tweet response to what you wrote was, Allen hasn't hit a deep shot in a very long time. And I'm sure his confidence is shot and not looking for them as much anymore.
Hmm.
It has been a long time. right?
Yeah.
When's the last time he hit a deep shot?
The Diggs drop?
Sure.
The Diggs drop, I guess. But the last one that was completed?
Because last year, I mean, again, we're not nitpicking the MVP right now.
Yeah.
But last year he missed Diggs on 4 or 5 of those. And
Here
he is. He missed MVS on that, just overthrows. And, you know, say what you will, it has been a long time since, go with any receiver, Gabe against Washington last year, he got one, I think. And that's way back early in the season, right? He got one against the Rams last year. There's a scrambling deep shot where Gabe's on a linebacker, and he hits Gabe for a deep shot against a linebacker.
There's a Gabe one against the Chargers, isn't it? But isn't that like a broken play?
That's what I'm thinking of.
He's being covered by a linebacker.
Not the Rams. Same color, same stadium.
All right.
Yeah, that's the game. It's the Chargers.
Interesting, though. Is there one like he just drops back in the pocket, and he just floats it out there, and it just hits the guy in stride for a touchdown?
It's been a while. You know what made me think of that was the Anthony Richardson highlight yesterday.
Oh, my.
So the 60-yard touchdown from Anthony Richardson to Alec Pierce.
Yeah, the ball flew 65.6 yards in the air,
you know what?
I think Next Gen Stats said it was the third longest pass since they've been tracking it.
Yeah. You know what it reminded me of?
Allen?
To Robert Foster. Because the way that Richardson gets that throw off in traffic is Allen against with that throw to Robert Foster against the Jags.
Yep. Just uncorking it as far as you can get it. I don't know. Am I worried about that with Allen, though?
It has been a long time that he's hit that consistently. But those plays, you know, they're not that frequent in the NFL.
Yeah.
Those big, huge, over-the-top touchdowns. But the Bills used to hit those, it seems like, more regularly. And they're not quite there the same way.
That's true. I think coverages are probably different now. I mean, the MVS one, though, he should hit, right? Like, again, he has how many incompletions does he have in the whole game? Three?
Yeah.
Four? Like, there's not much to really nitpick here. The caller says, or the tweeter says, like, he has to be Superman for this team to go to the playoffs. Well, I mean, watch yesterday. He is.
He was Superman, yeah.
Right? Like, that's why even when we criticize the offense, like in the offseason, it's, man, like, they can't really be worse than 11th, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, they have a foundation. They have a floor as an offense that's still pretty good by league standards because their quarterback is easily one of the top 2-3 players in the entire league.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. If you want to give us a call, we'll be happy to take your calls. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday and Victory Monday. When is Next Gen Stats going to tell me the top speed that Tyler Bass reached chasing down that kick returner? If you watch the kick return highlight, Bass is going to catch that guy if he gets like 5 more yards.
Yeah.
He is on his horse.
He was 10 yards behind him at one point and then caught him at the goal line. If the returner wasn't like, that was a bit, DJ Dallas, that's a big returner.
DJ Dallas.
DJ Dallas was the guy. Hey, we got our 2 big kick returns.
We did.
In the game. Codrington for the Bills had a big one, too. No Tyler Bass calls today, right? I don't think.
Nope.
Like, he didn't miss anything. All his kicks were, like, into the wind also, and nothing there. So, no big complaints on that front, I think. He did kick one out of bounds, didn't he, on the kickoff?
Yes, he did. That was tough.
So maybe I shouldn't speak too soon that we'll get one, but.
And, you know, throughout the season, I'm sure we'll see how the whole thing goes. We'll have ups and downs. It'll never be as low as it is in Cleveland right now. And it'll never be as low as it is in Carolina right now. Bryce Young is horrid.
Yeah.
And Deshaun Watson is done.
He is shot.
If you watch that game, Cowboys and Browns, 2 takeaways. One, Deshaun Watson is absolutely, he's horrendous.
He can't throw the football.
Nope. And the other is that Tom Brady's debut did not go very well.
Yeah, Brady, you were telling me. I watched Red Zone, so I didn't hear him a lot, but he wasn't great.
He gets time to adjust. I get that. But during the broadcast, there's times where Kevin Burkhardt, who's his teammate, like Burkhardt's doing some analysis because Brady wouldn't talk.
Yeah,
like there were long moments of silence, and Burkhardt a couple times, I think, joked around with him, trying to get him to, you know, loosen up, lighten up. Like, Tom Brady sounded nervous. He sounded like it was his first game.
Wow.
And
would never guess that after that insane commercial that he released before about him becoming a broadcaster.
Right. Like, the funny thing is, you know, can he be good? I'm sure he can. That's maybe what happens when you thrust somebody into, hey, this is the first time you've ever done this. He didn't even do a preseason game. He hadn't done anything.
He did like half an XFL game, I think.
Okay. Half an XFL game.
5 months ago.
And here you are. Oh, it's the Fox number one game, 4:00, Cowboys and Browns. Have fun. I would anticipate he gets much better. But Brady was not a number one analyst on that broadcast. You're watching it. It did not feel like a number one analyst.
I did see someone tweet that he could have walked out of the booth onto the field without even warming up and would have been better for the Browns and Watson.
That's right. All right, 803-0550, our stats of the game when we return. Jeremy and Joe, Victory Monday on WGR.
Handoff goes to Connor, and they've got it sniffed out. Greg Rousseau sets the edge, forces it back inside, and makes the tackle himself. And the crowd chanting, Groot!